and don't stop talking about freedom. To get going, lots to be learning, lots to be knowing about people. You gotta reach them, sit them right down, man, you gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
Intended a moral equivalent. I'll read you what he said. In a summer marked by instability in the Middle East and in Eastern Europe, I know the world also took notice of Ferguson. That is, you know, as George said, we have people who slit throats on television, take their heads off in some places. We have countries that invade their neighbors. More people, incidentally, have been killed in Eastern Ukraine than died in the Gaza War. No one knows that. A lot of death. But on the other hand, we have a shooting in Missouri still unresolved. Nobody's been charged yet. And thus, everybody ought to know. This is a continuation of the apology tour or the confession tour. At least the one thing you can say about the improvement in Obama's treatment of his own country is that 6 years ago, he went around the world talking about our sins. And here, at least, he stayed home and did it from the podium of the United Nations.
That was Charles Krauthammer, whom I know and I write with on Jewish World Review, talking about President Obama's UN speech. He went on to say that because now the president has been, had his focus changed to the war now in Syria, and who knows what it's going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow it's going to be probably global whatever it is these days. What is it now? Global warming, global healing, global climate change. Who the heck knows? I mean, every time the weather changes, so does the name. And now, so he's disassociated himself now with the problem with Iran, who's creating a nuclear weapon to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, which they continue to say. And apparently they're going to get a free pass because he can't focus on anything. This is why you shouldn't smoke pot when you're young, Lee. And I'm here with Lee Burr, radio legend. How are you doing today, Lee?
Good, Dave. Good to see you.
Thanks. I'm glad your enthusiasm is showing through right now. And if you go to go to DaveWeinbaum.com, you will see pictures of the various people who helped tout this show. By the way, this show, did you know that some guy in Albania is probably, he's probably it's probably 5 o'clock at night there in Albania, and he's listening to the show. You know why?
Because we're worldwide web.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're streaming. And if you go to DaveWeinbaum.com, and I know the guys are notifying me now on Facebook that they're listening in New York, Oklahoma, Nebraska. So this has become a worldwide show. And I think, you know, if you have a local show, it doesn't portend to the international as much as my show would. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, that's true.
They're not terribly interested in a bake sale in Rolla, Missouri. And not that that's not interesting. It's an interesting thing. But I'm talking about topics that are international, national, and affects the entire planet.
Well, here's the thing I like.
Yeah.
Our rabbi friend.
Yeah, I know. You know what?
Listen to you.
Very worried about him.
Really? Oh.
Very worried because he was going to call the show, and all of a sudden he disappeared.
Wow.
I can't find him on social media. And hopefully he's listening and as well, and we'll call the show. And, you know, this was during the war. Mm-hmm. The war is over, so I hope all is well by him. But he comes to the States a couple times a year. Of course, I know that his tourism business had a big problem during the war, like it disappeared. So hopefully that's back.
Well, he's living in a very, very dangerous world, no doubt about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was at his house. And it was very interesting. I mean, of course, I was at his house at a time of relative peace, although they were dropping rockets there, too, during that time. It happens all the time there. So they're always, I mean, they you know, you learn to live with a certain amount of risk. And
could you imagine that, though?
Well, you know what? I'm beginning to imagine that here. You know, you've got the threats to the New York subways, the Paris subways are going to blow up the subways. You've got, now you got the FBI identifying one of the, executioners or two of the executioners from ISIS in Syria or in Iraq who have captured, they captured about 300 Iraqi soldiers, actually officers, and had a video of them digging their graves and then shooting them into their graves. And they have North American accents.
Yep.
So they're in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're living with it right now. We're living with it. They're coming. And why is this happening? Well, anybody can speculate. But the main reason it happened was that Barack Obama, Joe Biden, were wrong. They don't get it. They see the world as they want it to be, not the way it is. And the world is full of bad people. And the thing Barack Obama wants to avoid the most, because he says, ah, we're not going to put boots on the ground. You know, we're just going to bomb them. Well, that's not going to beat them. And by telegraphing it, I don't know how many they killed, but certainly not many, because they knew it was coming. So, you know, here they go. And do this, and you're not going to beat him until you have boots on the ground. Bush, finally with the surge, put it away. And he said, way back in 2007, you got to keep some troops there. You got to keep some troops there, or certain sects will gain power and will start executing people. He said that in 2007. Said it in 2007. Now Barack Obama is sounding more and more like George Bush. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Because you're the first caller, Lee Burr will be over to your house to shave your legs. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. Kevin from San Diego.
Oh, Kevin, Lee. You know, Lee's going to come over and shave your legs. How's that?
Oh, no, I wouldn't put Lee through all that.
Ah, come on.
Him having to sit with you an hour and a half, enough punishment for
him. Be a sport. Okay, so what's going on today? This is Kevin from St. James, who is the Obama spokesman for the Midwest here in America. And he's here to give his talking points. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, well, a minute ago you said something about the climate change with the weather and all that.
Yeah.
You know, weather has not got anything to do with climate change. The weather's changing because...
Weather has nothing to do with climate.
Weather is not climate. Weather is the forces. But the thing about it is, you know, you worry about the ambient temperature of the air. The thing to be worried about would be the fact that the oceans keep rising in temperature every year.
And then according to the facts that I have, the ice caps have set a record in terms of ice growth in September, and we're not even into the cold season. So therefore,
the coalition, anything being wrong with that?
Yeah, but Kevin, it was 40 years ago when the same group of people were saying, we've got a global cooling problem. We need to take measures for that. They don't know what they're talking about. It is a scam to get money.
Okay, it's a scam. Okay, if it's such a scam, and if the temperatures keep
your dog
going
even up, knows it's a scam, for God's sake. He just said in dog language, it's a scam, Kevin. Why don't you listen to me?
Because what I'm doing, I'm looking at the climate. I'm looking at all the glaciers melting in an extremely rapid.
Well, then why does one group say that there's been no global warming in the last 18 years, and that in fact the ice caps are growing? And you're saying, what are you watching one glacier? That's melting?
National Geographic is who I'm going by. National Geographic talking about the fact that the ocean's temperature is rising continuously is the biggest threat to this country. The air temperature this last year was the hottest summer in recorded history.
I have it down as the coldest summer in recorded history, including the last winters. The last winter was like the coldest one in history. At least in the United States it was.
Well, you want to know something?
Yeah.
The United States is not the world. The world.
Well, I'd have to look at the world. So,
okay. Well,
but it's nobody knows what the heck is going to happen. Nobody can predict it. Nobody can. Yeah, I mean, we
what,
had
it's
we had
what, thinking that it might happen.
What it, well, it could it, it could, but you know, we had remember back in 800 when I was still alive, when I was first born in 800 A.D. and they had a guy named Leif Erikson, as late 1800s actually. And where did he go to farm? He farmed in Greenland. Greenland. Why? Because it was warmer then. And yet there was nobody except for Musk, Musk gas, Musk,
about a billion people on the planet,
Musk flatulence that was creating anything regarding CO2 that would affect the climate except for maybe volcanoes.
And Greenland and, doesn't have anything to do with the hot springs there that are close.
And Greenland now and soon after became icy because of a cold spell. These things have to do with a lot more than what they're looking at. And there's nothing they can do about it.
I mean, look, the fact that the population on the Earth is seven times more than what it was in 800.
Yeah.
Okay, that has a lot. But I want to get to
Well, there are a lot of, you know, at one time there are a lot of dinosaurs, too, so.
Okay, yeah, well, Dave, we'll agree to disagree on that one. I'd just like to get one other thing real quick with you, maybe two things that we could. But the one is, you're always talking about how the government can never get anything right. And that's kind of what.
No, I never said that.
Well, I mean, they really can't. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
Well, there's a lot, you have to admit there's a lot of wasteful efforts in government, aren't there?
Well, yeah, there are.
And it's both under Democrats and Republicans. There's a lot of wasteful things in government.
I never thought I'd hear that come out of you. Yeah, that is true. There, it's been for about the last 35 years. But, you know, the thing about it is that with the, we were talking about a couple months ago, you know, when Obama sent the IBCM or the Tomahawk over there and killed that one American terrorist,
yeah,
you all freaked out about that. You all lost your minds on the right.
And I didn't freak out. It's concerning, though. It is very concerning when we start killing American citizens without due process.
What about all these guys with ISIS? You want to give them due process? You want to bring them back here on American soil and support here?
Nope.
You freak out about that. You
but I'm very, 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 very cautious about American citizens getting hit because that's what happens, Kevin.
Let me speak.
Because if you're in Nazi Germany and you kill somebody over there who's a plain traitor, then in the United States or in Germany, if you said something against the government, they could accuse you of being a traitor very easily, not give you a trial, and just eliminate you. And it happens. So you got to be very careful on how you progress, because even a Kevin could piss off somebody someday. Even though I know you would never want to piss off the left, but it could happen.
Oh, I've pissed off a lot of people, Dave, in my life.
All right, we're going to end on that note, and I thank you so much for the call, Kevin. You have a great weekend, and you know, you could at least let him say goodbye to me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Kevin.
My fault, Kevin.
Lee hung up on you. It wasn't me.
I'm sorry.
All right. Anyways, if you want to call a show, be a star on the show. And we want all opinions here. I do. I want to know what the other side thinks. Because it's important. It's important to understand what they're thinking. Because it's hard, if you believe in logic, to figure out what the hell they're thinking about. Because some of the stuff that goes on is so illogical that it's incredible. I mean, think about this. Think about this. You want illogic? Think about all the people right now that are getting fired in the military. Fired. They're getting pink slips while they're out in battle in Afghanistan. Pink slips! Think about that. Now the president is signing an executive order that's gonna let illegal immigrants serve in the armed forces. What do you think of that? This is nuts. How do you explain that? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right, I couldn't stand it. This is Dolores.
What, Lee? I told you shouldn't have hung up on Kevin. See, now I get Dolores all upset.
Well,
what's going on, Dolores?
First of all, I wonder if Kevin has done his duty and not had any children, if there's too many people hanging around.
What?
And second of all, I want to know if he's going to do what... what's his name? Emmanuel says and commit suicide when he's 75. He shouldn't live any past.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Zeke Emanuel, the brother of Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, the ex chief of staff for Barack Obama, and Zeke, Dr. Zeke Emanuel. He was one of the main writers of Obamacare.
I just wonder if he's.
Tell him what he said. Tell him what he said, Dolores.
That basically people should not plan on living past 75. I didn't read it all. I don't, you know, I can only stand so much. It just makes your head want to explode. But I wonder, A, if he's had no children, and B, if he's going to do his duty and commit suicide at age 75.
You know what? I think we ought to hold him at his word, quite frankly.
I think so.
He needs to go. 75, he needs to go. Not us, him.
Yep.
Make an example of yourself,
Zeke. My grandmother was 91.
In fact, make an example of yourself right now. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pay for the bullets. Jeez.
Thanks.
What an idiot. Hey, thank you, Dolores. I appreciate it. We have another caller. Whoops. Slip of the...
Well, I'm a little concerned about this.
There's the second line. We're still having phone problems here. Hey, Mr. Vomit, if you're listening, this is 2 weeks in a row. Would you fix the darn phones? What is going on here? I have a phone call... oriented show, and we are having one line that's having difficulty. But keep trying, folks. Call 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T.
You know, that's the first time I've mentioned that the whole show.
You have,
yeah.
And yet you've had two calls already.
Yes, I have.
Good for
so
you.
364-0800 or
star KTTR.
And we are going to take our first break right now because we can. And this is, you know, I got so much stuff more, and it's an exciting show. Take the caller.
Okay.
You never know when we're going to lose it.
All right.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're
I'm
on the air.
I'm calling from Vienna, Missouri.
What's your name?
Wayne.
Wayne? Okay. What can I do for you, Wayne?
Well, what I want to do is discuss what they're talking about right now about Lon Emanuel and Eric Holder and stuff and how our country is getting in such disarray because, well... Basically, is we've taken God out of everything. That's the reason why that our country's in such disarray right now. We've got a president that has no decisions to make. He doesn't make any decisions on his own. And I think that we need to go ahead and do something about the crisis that is at hand.
Well, I would agree with you, but the only thing I can think of right now is to get out, get your butts off your couches, Republicans. And, and I'm saying it a little derisively because we could have had Mitt Romney who would have been as bad as this guy. I mean, everybody's logical enough to think of that now, aren't you? Anybody disagree with that? He wasn't ideal, but my goodness, he wouldn't do the stuff that this guy is doing. He wouldn't have pulled out of Iraq. He said so. He knew the danger of Russia. He said so. Okay? So you got to get off your butts and vote. In November, if you get a Republican Senate,
I'm going to vote in November, and I do realize that Vladimir Putin is a very 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 dangerous man, and he's trying to rebuild the Soviet Union like it was,
right?
And so,
and he is doing. You know what? This is reminiscent of the 1930s when we were in the Depression, we were isolationist under FDR, and this is Obama's role model. And we sort of like, put our head in the sand and Hitler and Stalin and Japan and Italy, they all saw this and they sensed American weakness. They sensed that America wasn't going to do, something like they did in World War One. They sensed it and they killed hundreds of about 100 million people in that war. Remember that?
Yep.
And we had to finally come in and bail those suckers out.
Yes. And listen, Mr. Lenin went ahead and killed his own soldiers because they didn't fight.
That's right, Lenin.
When they
wait a minute, you mean Stalin?
There, when the Germans was there, he shot them going both ways.
You got it. All right, listen. Thank you so much for the call, and we got it.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
That was really nice. I don't know how it fit, but that was I love it.
Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah. Well, all right. You had another caller. All right. Now we're going to take a break.
Yes.
All right. This is KTTR 99.7 FM 1490 AM.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event for the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation. Visit Matt Steakhouse. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, instant ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs. Would you do business with this?
Hey there. Yeah, you need your driveway done? Yeah, check this out. I saw that you had a lot of cracks in there. Here's an estimate for you. There's nobody that's gonna beat this price. I guarantee you. You don't need another estimate. Trust me, lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Give Melrose Asphalt a call. Melrose Asphalt will give you an estimate in writing at a price you can trust. Keep local and leave the yahoos to someone else. Call Melrose Asphalt at 364-9101. Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... It's Truck Month at Fairground Auto Plaza. Now's the time to come see why the Chevy Silverado was named 2014 North American Truck of the Year. And during Truck Month, you can save up to $8,500 on half-ton Silverado All-Star Edition. Now's the time to save big on a Chevy Silverado during Truck Month at Fairground Auto Plaza. 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla. Find them on the web, fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born, Econom-nom-nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom-nom-nomical. Nom-nom-nom-nom-nom. Prices and participation may vary.
Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs. 364-1919.
Chicago is reversing its plan to name a high school after President Obama because it received multiple complaints from people in the community. I guess parents were afraid their kids would spend 8 years at the school and still not get anything done. And you go, well, no, that's not a guarantee. What's the name of the high school?
Jimmy Fallon from downtown. Well, it wasn't Chicago; it was New York. But I heard the reason that they didn't want to name a school after Barack was they didn't want to call it Obama High. I thought mine was better. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lance in Rolla.
Who?
Lance in Rolla.
Lance. Hi, Lance. What's going on?
I just wanted to remind everybody that our forefathers built a revolution into our system every 4 years. And you have locally, nationally, what you voted for. And stop your complaining. Get out and vote, because you have what you asked for.
Lance, thank you so much. You're absolutely, totally right. And you can't just imagine somebody who's perfect, because you're never going to find them. Ronald Reagan was considered by many just to be a B actor. I mean, I remember the aunt of my first wife, I guess it would be my aunt-in-law, who was a big shot in the Jewish community in Fort Lauderdale, her husband being one of McDonald's main suppliers. That's how my family got into business, how I got into business. and telling me what a stupid jerk Ronald Reagan was because he was a B actor. And on the other side of it, you had people saying, well, he was a liberal Democrat. How could he be in the Republican? How could he run for office as a Republican even? What's his name? Alan Keyes, guy ran for president. I used to do this Stan Solomon show, talk to Solomon, and he was, Solomon's best friend, and he's out there before the election in 12 saying, oh, well, Romney, he's just as bad, if not worse, than Barack Obama. And I challenged him on it. I got booted from the show, which was, believe me, fine with me. They couldn't take it. And by the way, Stan did ask me back in the show about 2 months ago, and I told him, well, I can't really do it. I got my own show to worry about, and you know, so what are you going to do? Anyways, you got to vote for the people that are the best you think at the time, and you got to be smart about this. Even in the Senate, think about this. Even a Cal, Atkins or Aikens? Todd Aiken. All right, fine. He said a stupid thing, really stupid, but he voted correctly on every issue. So if you want to have the votes that are going to keep an Eric Holder off the Supreme Court, which is possibly where he's going, by the way, or you want to have the votes to override a veto, maybe if that time ever comes, you look at a guy's voting record, not because he said something stupid. Okay? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Salem.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
So far, pretty good, but don't like the thing about letting illegals serve in the military.
Hold on. What's going on with the phones, you know?
This one I don't know.
All right. This is a new one.
Why don't you call back, Brian?
Call me right back, will you, Brian? Sorry about this.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, that might be his phone there. The other one is our.
Yeah, because that was line one. All right. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you want to call the show and give it a shot in this Russian roulette kind of thing and call the show 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
And by the way, for those of you who are out of the country, the show is 573-364-0800. And don't call Colecto. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Is this Brian again?
Yes, this is Brian.
All right. Let's give it another shot here.
Can you hear me good this time?
Well, just say what you got to say. I can understand you.
Okay. This thing about letting the illegals serve in the military is dangerous because we already know we have ISIS and whatnot else, Arab people slinking across the border. So what stops them from joining the military and then acting as a spy?
Well, you're absolutely correct. They're already in the country. I mean, they came through the border. Anybody could get through that border. A guy dressed up as Osama bin Laden just walked through the Rio Grande, which is at some points like 20 feet wide and goes up to maybe waist high, and came in wearing a Osama bin Laden outfit and a mask. Nobody was around him. Same thing goes for Canada. We have no borders. This country has been successfully invaded. And further, if you go back to groups like Aztlan and some of the other Spanish American or Mexican American groups, La Raza, these guys are adamant about saying that the United States of America stole half of what's now the United States from the Mexicans. So pretty soon you're going to have a push. I'm predicting this, and I predicted this about 7 or 8 years ago. You're going to have a push to return, so to speak, about 7 or 8 of the western states to Mexico. So, all right. Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate the call. You want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right. So have we covered enough of this? Oh, the climate change deal. You know, I know climate change, it's about science. And one party says the people that believe in climate change, although why change it if it's global warming, and that's what the issue is, and you have a cold winter, and to Kevin's point, well, it's not about what today's temperature is, and it isn't, and yet he cited whether or not it was the warmer summer or not. He was citing the only thing, the things that he was disagreeing with on me, and I agree, it's not about what the temperature is today or the summer or the winter, but it's about the long-term trends. And you've got a short-term trend here that doesn't justify any move to take anybody's money to send it over to China to fix their emission problems. It doesn't justify it. It's been steady or global cooling more than anything else. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air. Hi there. Guess they're not. Okay, so I sent out a poll on my Facebook, and I realized it's not going to be taken. You know, I get a lot of conservatives and stuff like that, but they want to know. I wanted to know, is climate change more important than going to war with ISIL? And that seems to be what President Obama's message was to the UN. This is what John Kerry's talking about. This is more important. It concerns the planet. And so, you know, 99% in my poll said no. 99%, it's not more important. Climate change is not more important than what's going on with the jihad in the Middle East. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air. Hi there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was wanting to know if anyone had an opinion. Perhaps Eric Holder is resigning prior to the Ferguson grand jury verdict because he didn't want to have to deal with the aftermath and what needs to be done.
Saying, can he? Well, first of all, what's your name, where you're from?
Pardon?
What's your name, where you're from, sir?
I'm in my car.
Okay. All right, car. I hope you're not living there. Anyways, well, Eric Holder, I don't think he has the ability to indict if the local guys don't indict. Well, maybe he does. I don't know. They're doing their own investigation. And if I got a friend that lives up there, happens to be black, and he has businesses around there, believe it or not. And he told me the guy's going to get indicted. I have law enforcement friends who told me that it was a legitimate shooting. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It's going to be one hell of a trial if he's indicted. One hell of a trial. And but the indictments are supposed to come down whether or not he gets indicted or not in October. Seems to me like the governor of this state, who I invited on this show, Jay Nixon, clearly tried to indict him by Governor Fiat when he said he wanted justice for the family of Michael Brown and for Michael Brown. Well, okay, what about justice for the police officer who may have had his own life in jeopardy, which is, you know, possibly what happened with the shooting of Michael Brown? You know, sad as that is. You just had a riot there last night. Did you know that, Lee? Ferguson just had a bad riot there last night.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
The chief of police told the parents of Michael Brown how sorry he was and how painful it was to have a son killed, a child killed, which it is, and there's no doubt about that. It's a tragedy. There's no doubt about that. And he tried to march with the people, and they tried to take him down. And then a fight broke out, and a bunch of people got arrested. You got this getting to be a nightly thing out there, you know, looting and burning and stuff like that. By the way, if you're a business, would you want to locate in Ferguson, Missouri right now? It's just like the south side of Chicago. You know, here you've got two-thirds blacks. This is what I don't understand. You got two-thirds blacks and one-third white. And yet people like Louis Farrakhan said, how is it that in a town that has two-thirds black population, one-third white population, that there are no black businesses? Yeah. That there are no, that the mayor's white. The police officers are almost all white. The prosecutor is white. Well, here, what I don't understand is blacks got the vote, and I believe it was 1870, 144 years ago. If you got two-thirds black population, one-third white, and you want a black mayor, that should seem like a pretty sure thing. Now, I haven't heard of any big voting violations up there. Have you, Lee?
No.
No, so you vote in a black mayor, you vote in a, you know, you hire a black police chief, and you get all black police officers. There's nothing stopping anyone from doing that. And there's nothing stopping anyone from getting into business up there. blacks, whites. So, you know, do those things. Vote. And then complain if you got a problem, for goodness sakes.
Don't just look at me. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
What the fuck? I let Lee loose. I don't know. It might be a mistake, but we'll see. He's just going to be a mistake.
Well, you know
what we're going to do? I'm going to figure this. No, I like the little surprises. That's cute. I don't know if my audience likes it or not, but I think they will. I think they'll get used to it. Who was that from?
That was Tony. Tony Soprano.
Oh, Tony Soprano. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's like Louis Farrakhan. Did you hear what I said?
I thought it was Walt Disney for a minute. I don't know.
It could have been.
Mickey Mouse. Anyways, hey, we're going to take a break. You know why? Because I can. And I think my sponsors deserve it. And by the way, this show has a lot of sponsors. And I do appreciate it. And it takes a little bit of chutzpah, guts, to sponsor the show. Because, you know, it is an opinion show. I give you my opinion, and my callers give the opinion. And not everybody, I know this is going to be tough to believe, not everybody agrees with me. Do you believe that, Lee?
What a surprise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. But so not everybody's going to be pleased that you sponsor the show. However, the demand for the sponsorship on the show has been very high, and people are pretty satisfied with results because a lot of the callers, a lot of the people listening to the show go into these people and spend money. And I do too. And I'll talk to you about Kent Jeweler here in a minute when we come back. But please spend your money with people who have the guts to take this country back. All right. That's all I'm asking. And if you want to sponsor the show, call me personally at 578-2700. That's 573-578-2700. And, or you can call, Mr. Pig Vomit. And I say Mr. Pig Vomit because he has now been promoted to president. Probably in some part because of the show, I would think. Because we're a moneymaker for this radio station. So, call him and say, hey, I want to go on the Weinbaum show because, you know, it's getting to be to where it's tightening up a little bit. All right. So I want you on my show. Okay. With that, I'll be back. Don't touch the dial. This is KTTR. Maybe that's why I got promoted, because I said the call letters right. KTTR, News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-50.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
No!
now!
Does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG. When it comes to investing, making and keeping money isn't easy. It really boils down to this. Superior returns require superior knowledge, but knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where the folks at St. Louis-based Lindbergh Capital can help. They've spent considerable time and energy determining what works in investing, what doesn't, and why. If you'd like to harness the power of this knowledge, put it to work for you, contact Lindbergh Capital at 314-416-0055. That's 314-416-0055.
As energy prices go up, your cooling bills can make you extremely hot.
Whew.
Extinguish the problem. Mitsubishi Electric Systems can cool and heat multiple rooms or just one room at a time with no ductwork, while cutting energy bills by up to 30% versus traditional HVAC. Plus, they offer superior allergen filtration.
Why settle for the forecast when you can control it? Call Hartley's Climate Control at 573-261-3163.
Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Live better.
Our purpose here tonight is to highlight a terrible injustice. Christians are being systematically exterminated. In 1948, Jews throughout the Middle East faced murder and extermination and fled to the nation of Israel. And today, Christians have no greater ally than the Jewish state. Those who hate Israel hate America. And those who hate Jews hate Christians. And if this room will not recognize that, then my heart weeps. If you hate the Jewish people, you are not reflecting the teachings of Christ. And the very same people who persecute and murder Christians right now, who crucify Christians, who behead children, are the very same people who target and murder Jews for their faith for the same reason. I am saddened to see that some here, not everyone, but some here, are so consumed with hate that you cannot address your brother. If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, calling it like it is. I'd like to know your opinion of that. To me, you know, he's not a pandering politician. He's not going to tell everybody what you want to hear. And what these Christians are thinking about, these are mostly, I think, Middle Eastern Christians, who are just now being beheaded by Islamists there, jihadists, whatever you want to call them, who somehow Barack Obama wants to separate from their religion. And yet they're booing this guy who said you got the same problem that Jews have. Well, of course you do. I don't believe there's a Christian today who is known to be a Christian in Mosul, where they had like 60,000 of them at one point. They kicked them all out or killed them. The Yazidis. They kill the men and they sell the women off to fellow Muslims. And if you think this is unusual, that is exactly what Muhammad did and professed. Only I think he was a little gentler. At least he would negotiate. You could pay him a tax. These guys won't negotiate. They don't need the money. They've got oil money. Allegedly, ISIS is worth about $1 billion. Because they stole the oil from Iraq and sold it. What they accused of George Bush was going to do, and Cheney, you know, Halliburton, oh, they're so evil they did it for the oil. I don't believe they got one drop of oil out of the deal. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Thank you for waiting. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Assuming you waited. Guess you didn't.
Hello?
Hey, call back. And because we're having problems with the phones, keep calling back. Apparently we got one line that's working and one line that's a little offy. There it is. There it is right there. You know what? Oh, wait. There it is. Yeah. You know what it's like calling? It's like fishing. You know, oh, man, I got a bite. Isn't that cool? I don't know what it was. I always like to fish. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave?
Yes?
This is Al from Rolla.
Hi, Al. How you doing?
Hanging in there, bud.
Good for you. Thank you.
I think you have a great show, and a lot of other people think so also. You should be on every day.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Alice Lee is there shaking his head and going through some kind of a nausea attack or something. Are you okay, Lee?
I'm sorry. I'm all for it. Thanks, Al.
Yeah, Lee's all for it. Now, don't hang up on Al. Anything else you want to say, Al?
I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
What are they going to do about all them people supposedly went over to fight with ISIS and they have passports and everything else? First of all, if they catch them, they should put them in prison for treason. But what do you think they'll do about them, if anything?
Well, they got to do something, or we're gonna see trains exploding, and we're gonna see buildings exploding. We're gonna see lots of stuff we saw back in 2001. I mean, Bush kept us safe for a lot of years, but these guys now have rearmed under the abandonment of Iraq by Barack Hussein Obama because his ideology just would not let him see the reality, and it still doesn't. He's so weak on it, it's incredible. He can't admit that he was wrong. He doesn't want to admit that Bush was right. And Bush was right. So they got to do something, or we're going to have to defend ourselves here. You know?
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Al. Thank you for the nice comments. And I'm sure Lee Bird.
Al Weinbaum.
You know, there is an Al Weinbaum. Did you know that?
Sure.
On Facebook. He's a friend of mine.
Sure is.
But that wasn't Al. That was Al from Rolla.
Yeah.
It wasn't Al Weinbaum.
Yeah.
All right? He was a...
Every day?
Yeah, why not? I could do this every day.
No, you couldn't. Not with your schedule?
Well, no. I'm selling my stores to my son. I'm giving it to him.
Well, I realize that, but that hasn't happened yet, has it?
It's the process. Stores just went out yesterday. I mean, it's going to happen within a year or so. Yeah. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the radio.
Okay. With the last comment there, you said Bush was right.
Yeah.
That would make a great bumper sticker.
Yeah. And well, I think my next column is going to be titled something to the effect of Obama. I will never be George Bush. and quite frankly, you wouldn't even be Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's got this guy beat, for goodness sakes.
You know, and that's very sad.
Oh, it is. I mean, what an opportunity. You know, the first black American president, it has to turn out like this. You know, just it's terrible. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, you got to vote conservative. You got to vote. You can't vote skin color, white or black. You got to vote for policy. You got to vote for ideas. You got to vote for a record. This guy didn't have a record. He'd never ran anything in his life. What do you expect? How are you going to be from running nothing to all of a sudden you're going to run the most complex government in the world? I mean, you can't do it.
No, I couldn't do it. Really. I mean, it would be like taking the cashier at Walmart and making them manager and expecting them to succeed.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some experience, some knowledge, going through some wrong things and right things and mistakes until you get to a point to where you feel fairly confident of doing it, and it's still a big challenge. So you're right. You're right. All right. Thanks for the call. You have a great weekend. And if you want to call us, what was this guy's name? Did I not get his name?
I did not get his name, but he was on the road at some point.
Car guy.
Mm-hmm.
I call him car guy. Road.
Car guy.
All right. Hi there. Welcome to... Oh, wait. No. That was just you
That's
making
just
noises.
Whistle. I'm sorry.
Was that you? Lee's over here with a rag on his microphone because he's got a...
Got a whistle.
A whistle.
Mm-hmm.
He whistles through his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware of that, but, you know, hey. Goodness.
Well, it can happen. Is it kind of different?
Do you evolve into that or what?
I guess I did.
Obviously, if you're in this business, you got one thing. You got your voice. And you got how you sound on
I don't have a very good voice, so I just love what I do and hopefully some of it works.
Well, I think the voice becomes good or bad depending on how people feel about you.
Now, right off the bat, Bill has a good voice.
Oh, he's got that deep baritone voice. And it's not just that. He's smart. You know, he says smart things.
But people don't care about that. What they care about is, first off, they care about how you sound. Then you get into the smart.
You know, I find that interesting because I never knew what kind of a voice I had. People say I've got an okay voice for radio.
You're okay. You're okay.
Well, that's very kind of you because who knows? How do you know that? If you've never done it before, and remember, I didn't do this until I was over 60 years old.
Like Sean Hannity really doesn't have a very good voice for radio, but he knows a lot of things.
You know, and he's likable, even though I'm not crazy about his radio shows a lot. He's a hard worker. He does his radio show 3 hours every day, and then goes and does his TV show.
I know, that's
and
tough.
He gives a lot of speeches. When does he have time for this?
That's tough.
My goodness, he works hard. So, anyways.
He gets paid a lot of money to work hard.
Oh, I'm sure he does. There's no doubt about that. Anyway, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right. Well, you know what? Talk about mind bogglers. Here's another one. We talked about Obama firing people on the battlefield and then putting illegal immigrants into the military. Well, here's another mind boggler. Remember Bergdahl, the traitor, admitted traitor, in writing, put down that he doesn't like it, doesn't like the U.S., and, you know, walked off and was captured. Hell, he was saved by the Taliban. And then, so Obama goes into the secret negotiations with the Taliban. They give him five of the heads of the Taliban, five, for this traitor, right? And yet, these journalists, Foley and Soltoff, parents, these guys were beheaded eventually, held by ISIS, held out for ransom, and the parents of Foley and Soltoff were threatened with prosecution by the Obama administration. There's another mind boggler. Anybody got any answers for that one? All right. Anyways, call the show 364-0800 or
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, my site is DaveWeinbaum.com, and I got to thank some people who helped this show move along. First of all, I want to thank Lisa Strauser. I mean, you know what I should do? I should do a commercial right now.
You should.
Let's do it. By the way, we're on for another half an hour because I believe Lee Burr went into pig vomit and said, "Lee, you got to have this show on for another half an hour." Not exactly a true story, but it's one I like to think of. Anyways, let's talk about Kent's Jewelers for a minute, okay? First of all, Kent's is on 907 North Pine, phone number 573-364-1030, and they're the only licensed jeweler to sell Pandora in this area. And I tell you what, caller, call me back after the hour, okay, because I got to do this commercial, because these guys are permitting me to be on the air. So he sells Pandora jewelry, and they have these necklaces that you can add these little stones and things that are personal to you. And it's a great place to go for anniversaries, birthdays, school, you know, somebody gets an A, weddings. I know my friend Henry Antelak is, his daughter's getting married this weekend, Mazel Tov. And, things like New Year's. Well, you know, it's a Jewish New Year right now. Nobody's giving me anything except for a lot of heck. Anyways, had an anniversary of re-meeting Lisa Strauser. Actually, she worked for me 37 years ago and I didn't even remember she worked for me. And we met a year ago on the 21st at Colton's, where we were sitting at a ball game, and I asked her to move her purse. And I sat next to her, and I had a bottle of wine, and I shared some wine, and we've been together ever since then. I got her, and Lee gave me a signal indicating time. No, it's a middle finger, Lee. One minute. It's not necessary. Not necessary. I just can't believe he keeps disrespecting me like this. Anyways, I got her these great diamond earrings, all right, just beautiful, gorgeous diamonds. She's in love with them, and they got them at Kent's. I'm telling you, they're good people to work with. They've got unusual, unique stuff. They'll make stuff for you. It's the place to go and bring your jewelry in for a free cleaning, for goodness sakes, and see if anything's broken, all right? And they'll fix it for a nominal fee. Anyways, Kent's is the best jewelry store in this area. I guarantee it. And remember, Kent's is the cure for the common gold. And we've got how many seconds now?
Ain't got about 45 seconds.
About. I need exact.
Okay, 43 seconds.
I wish I could talk, frankly. All right. So, what do we got here? All right. Well, we got 40 seconds to go, roughly. And, yes, the FBI has ID'd these masked ISIS guys that were executing, filmed, execute. What they do is they take a film of this like the Nazis do. And then they show it to the local population. They show people digging their graves and then shooting them in the back of the head. All right? And we got much more coming, but I've got to go. We're going to have a break here. So you stay tuned. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla, KTTR-AM Rolla.
Grumpy because so you know he said he's saying
that's not really not a very good song.
I love that song, you know. I mean it's for the season, it's for the you know. I wanted to get the bit in there about I'll light the fire, you da 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 da, because light the fire, yeah no, it's all right, we're done. I don't know if I got a call or not, but it was during the break and I pressed the button. Hi there, welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name, where are you calling? Nope.
You're on the radio.
Well, they were waiting a long time. So call back. It's 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T.
We're back into our last hour, and we're pleading with Mr. Pig Vomit to fix the phones, and hopefully he will.
He's doing the best he can.
Lee, there's the phone again. All right. Lee is busy getting into his third pack of hot mustard. Third pack of hot mustard. And he's sitting there digging his thumb into raw hot mustard and eating it with his thumb, like a little baby sucking on his thumb. This is not a good sight to see. It really is tough to maintain one's decorum, as I've tried to do over the years. Anyways, hi there, welcome. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Bill from St. Roberts.
Hi, Bill. What's going on?
I would like to make a suggestion that everybody call Acorn McCaskill and Roy Blunt in reference to our Marine that's in the jail in Mexico. Nobody's saying, I haven't heard nothing about that on the radio. Can they please call and say, hey, release the guy?
Good idea. Good idea.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Yeah, call your congressmen, your senators about the Marine that took the wrong turn, is incarcerated in Mexico. I mean, it would seem to me that one phone call from the President of the United States would, to the President of Mexico, say, hey, let the guy go. I mean, what are they going to do? Say no? I mean, you know, come on, enough is enough. Anyways.
Rick, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I guess that's what the President of Mexico could say, but then we could hurt him financially, couldn't we?
I'm afraid so.
And we have, we don't have troops on the border, do we? that's a problem. They're Mexican speaking now, so I don't know. Anyways, you want to call the show 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And you know what we're on right now, Lee?
The World Wide Web.
We're on the World Wide Web. Mm-hmm. You can listen to us anywhere in the world just by going to DaveWeinbaum.com and, clipping on where it says, listen here. I think even, you know, some people in Branson could figure that one out, don't you think? I shouldn't insult people in
What's
Branson.
What's with you in Branson?
I don't know. I can't do Newburgh. I can't do Doolittle. I mean, Doolittle is a perfect name for it, although I know some people in town that are, you know, reasonably smart and all that stuff. Mm. But Doolittle is a name that you could, you know, easily wrong.
Yeah.
Like Weinbaum, you know, I used to be, my name has been made fun of so many times. And it never caused me to get into a fight or anything. I had other reasons to get into fights. But I always thought it was kind of neat that people would make fun of my name.
Well, I have
Time Bomb. And,
I have the same problem.
You know, what, Burr?
Burr. It's cold outside. Hey,
Oh, speaking of Burr, another guy who has your last name, and I got to tell this
Maybe
story.
Maybe I have his last name.
No, I think, well, it could be. Who knows? Probably cousins is married. In your case, you know, that kind of proves because you're nuts. Anyways, this guy seems to be sane and sober, by the way. His name is Kirk Bohr.
Right.
He does not pronounce his name the same as Lee, and I'm sure that was intentional. And he runs a State Farm outfit who I am insured with, and I'll tell you a little story about that. I was in a DoubleTree hotel. In fact, I was selling advertising. I sold advertising to Missouri Neon in Springfield. And I went up for a McDonald's meeting. I got there a day early, so I stayed over for the McDonald's meeting. And I'm in bed. It's about 7 in the morning. And I get awakened by this call. And, you know, I'm a little groggy. And the guy says, hey, this is the manager of the hotel. This is DoubleTree Hotel on Glenstone. He says, yeah, what's up? He says, well, Mr. Weinbaum, you've had an accident. So, you know, I'm in bed. I'm just waking up. I look in under the sheets. I lift up the covers. I haven't had an accident. And he says, no, Mr. Weinbaum, in the parking lot, your car got hit. I says, what do you mean my car got hit? I'm in my hotel room. He says, no, you don't understand. There's a shuttle, an independent shuttle that goes from the airport to the hotel and back again. He hits your car.
Oh.
Okay. So now I get it. And I get down there and, you know, and take a look at it. It was just a little fender bender, no big deal. But I had other things on my car that I wanted fixed. And so I got an estimate from Fairground Chevrolet for the other stuff. And mistakenly, they sent it all up there like we were going to try to get it all fixed off of the dime of this guy. And we straightened that out. But I'll tell you what, not only did Kirk Bohr did a great job of monitoring the situation and taking care of me personally, that but also Fairground Chevrolet, they're great. I mean, they did it. They did actually got my car back early, and they cleaned it up for you. Which, you know, it's so dirty. I'm embarrassed to bring it in to get it cleaned up. So, anyways, I'm very happy with that situation. I'm also very happy I didn't have the accident that I thought I had in the first place, because that would be a sign of old age, wouldn't it?
That would be bad.
Of course, that depends. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell.
Okay, let's get back to what this show's about, which is politics. You know, we got Eric Holder leaving, and the question is, why is he leaving now? He could have left any time in the last 5.5 years. And, you know, I saw a funny thing from Fallon again. He was on the air saying, you know, when Barack Obama heard that Eric Holder was leaving after 5.5 years, he says, you mean you can do that? And he says, okay, I'm out of here. That would have been cool, too. Anyway, Jay Fallon had a lot of people laughing when he said that, but I only have Lee Burr. Which is, you know.
Oh, it's funny. I just,
it's cute.
Not that funny.
No, it's not that funny. Not if you don't have an audience. But, anyways, he has resigned. And the question is, why now? Well, you got elections in, about a month and a couple days. And you've got a Democrat run Senate. Now, if he wants, if Holder wants to get out, and who knows why he wants to get out, but, if he wants to get out, then you've got Barack Obama now with the ability to throw a nomination before the Senate. And I believe it only has to go before the Senate, not the House, because in the House they wouldn't allow it. But before the Senate, where they've changed the rules under Harry Reid, that all you need is a majority vote, not a 60-vote margin to get people appointed. So I think that could happen, and what'll happen is... that'll take place probably after the elections. Even if the Republicans win the Senate, that doesn't take place until January, I believe, of the next year. So you'll have these lame duck senators from the Democratic Party voting in your new attorney general. So that's possibly why they did it. And also possible is that Eric Holder could be being groomed to take Ruth Ginsburg's place on the Supreme Court if she decides to retire. And if I was her, I would have a taster tasting my food now. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Russ. I'm calling from Cuba.
Hi, Russ. How you doing?
Question for you. I enjoyed what the senator said from Texas. I agree with him fully.
Thank you.
And I don't think the United States should be telling Israel what to do. We should ask Israel what they want us to do to help them.
Well, it ought to be a, it ought to be what it is. It's a partnership. It's, you know, I mean, the United States they have self-interest too. And it just so happens that Israel's out there fighting, people that, the same people that the United States want to keep out of their country. And, Israel is in the front line of that fight. And, you don't need to be telling Israel to commit suicide because you think that these guys are going to be nice to Israel if they turn over some land that makes Israel only 9 miles wide. All these guys are sworn to kill every Jew in Israel. Hamas, the PA, all of them. They want to not just take over the land, they're going to kick every Jew out and kill them. That's what's in their charter. Okay, now Israel has made peace. They've made peace with Egypt, at least the present form of government of Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood would have broke that off. And that's who Barack Obama sponsored, by the way. But they have a 32 or 33 year treaty with Egypt, who, by the way, backed Israel against Hamas. They don't like Hamas either. They also have a treaty, about a 15 year treaty with Jordan, both of whom have recognized Israel as the Jewish state. So that's all that's necessary. Israel just signed off on a deal. They just discovered natural gas in Israel. A $15 billion natural gas deal with who? Jordan. So it can work. Believe me.
I think so.
But Israel will not commit suicide in order to have some president who has been wrong about everything get his wishes fulfilled. They're not that stupid. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. If you want to call show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So, yeah, we got Eric, the Black Panther. You know, he when he let those guys off, he said, hey, those are my kind of people. Black Panthers walking around saying, you got to shoot them white whores. You got to kill those white babies. I'm serious. I'm quoting. You could look it up. You got YouTubes of these guys on the streets of Philadelphia in crowded neighborhoods saying this over loudspeakers. That's his people. He said so. I mean, it's so incredibly off. I mean, look at the black community, how they've done under Barack Obama. How have they done, Lee? Do you think they've done okay?
No.
The worst unemployment rate since the Depression for blacks. They have, they've been deceived by this president. They've been deceived by the Eric Holders of the world. All they're trying to do is gin up killing each other, and in the places where they're mostly blacks, like the South Side of Chicago, you don't hear about all the blacks killing the other blacks. You don't have Jesse Jackson marching down there. Hell, he's from the South Side of Chicago. So is Louis Farrakhan. I guess it's okay for blacks to annihilate each other. You got black cops shooting blacks. You don't hear about that. All you hear of is the very, very vast, undertoned situations like Ferguson, like Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about these incidents, and when Zimmerman came to trial, who, by the way, is an idiot, but was acquitted in the murder of Trayvon Martin by a jury. You got different facts coming in. And I believe that probably the Michael Brown incident, if you saw his attitude when he went into that convenience store, when he robbed those cigars, the guy 6'4", is 300 pounds plus, looks like a lineman for the Detroit Lions. And if you saw him push that guy into the food display, that's one thing. The little Pakistani guy who was a clerk trying to say, hey, you stole my stuff. And he felt so entitled, he didn't, he just shoved the guy against the display, started walking out the door. The guy came at him again, the little Pakistani guy. Michael Brown turned on him and took a step toward him. If I had a gun, that's when I would have shot. Because I would have felt in danger of my life. So there were at least one situation there. If this Pakistani guy had a gun, he would have been legitimately killing this guy in fear of his life. And a mere 20 minutes later, he did lose his life. Sadly, he lost his life. You know, young people don't think very well sometimes. They just don't. I don't know. What were you like when you were 17 or 16, Lee?
Really stupid.
Me too. Mm. I was really stupid. Did some stuff that could have gotten me hurt, you know, did some really dumb stuff, and just you don't realize then. You're just not smart enough. Mm-mm. All right, listen, we got to take a break, and we're going to be right back. I still got a lot more stuff. We probably should mention the Cardinals, for goodness sakes. And
they need to win.
Yeah.
Pirates are breathing down
there. They won 10-1 last night.
That's right.
Yeah, now it's a game, right? Or is it a half a game or a game?
The Cardinals can wrap.
You know, it's a full game. Full game. Yeah, now they're even.
Cardinals could wrap it up tonight with a victory if Pittsburgh loses. But
all right.
Wow, you just want to win all three games.
Absolutely. Now, what's the advantage of being in
the advantage is if you win their division, you're going to play five games for sure, or at least the best out of five. If you don't win the division, you have to play a wild card, then you got to play your way into the playoffs.
Is it a three-game deal with the wild card?
No, one game.
One game, all right. So
probably be in San Francisco.
Okay. Well, let's all root for the Cardinals tonight, and we're going to take our last break. We got about 7 minutes after the break, and we're going to take calls as long as we can. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, imps and ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs.
Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
It's Truck Month at Fairground Auto Plaza. Now's the time to come see why the Chevy Silverado was named 2014 North American Truck of the Year. And during Truck Month, you can save up to $8,500 on half-ton Silverado All-Star Edition. Now's the time to save big on a Chevy Silverado during Truck Month at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla. Find them on the web, fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Research tells us it takes 21 days to form a new routine. But together, we can defy statistics. Together, we can make you a fanatic of our delicious McCafe blend in only 14 days. You're not bound by scientific formulas. You're a lover of rich, smooth coffee that is as free as you are. So between September 16th and the 29th, you can try a small McCafe coffee on the house. Together, we will make sure you have a free McCafe coffee anytime, all day long, at participating McDonald's.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla. Would you do business with this?
Hey there. Yeah, you need your driveway done? Yeah, check this out. I saw that you had a lot of cracks in there. Here's an estimate for you. There's nobody that's gonna beat this price. I guarantee you. You don't need another estimate. Trust me, lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Give Melrose Asphalt a call. Melrose Asphalt will give you an estimate in writing at a price you can trust. Keep local and leave the yahoos to someone else. Call Melrose Asphalt at 364-9101.
You know, I have people probably mad at me because they don't agree with certain stands that I take. That's fine. I don't expect you to agree with everything that I say. It's okay. But when you go to vote, don't vote for the perfect. Vote for the best available. And do not sit on your hands.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
4 million Republicans that voted for Palin in 2008 sat on their hands because they didn't feel Romney was conservative enough. Think now. Do you really believe that Mitt Romney would have been as bad or worse than Barack Obama has been? Really?
You got a month and several days to think about this, to talk about it, to talk it over with your friends, talk it over with your enemies. Do not let a liberal tell you a lie without responding. Do not let them make up stuff. Do not let them be hypocritical without challenging them, either on social media or in person. If you, you know what? If you let a lie go unchallenged, it becomes a truth to a lot of people, and even the person that tells it says, well, you didn't object to it when I said it. You can't let the lie go unchallenged. You gotta commit now. You gotta commit to getting your butt out, off the chair, off the couch, out of bed, and you gotta go get your friends and go vote. I believe, what is the first Tuesday of November? Is it the 4th?
4th.
November the 4th. Mm-hmm. And get the majority to the Republicans. You got to do it. Come on.
One small complaint.
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind. I appreciate the hot mustard.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
But there's only three packs.
Yeah, well, you better savor it because that's all I got. No, we got while supplies last, you know. If they stop making it, there's nothing I can do. But we hoarded some. We took care of Lee and our customers. Yeah. You know, I even had them the other day. It was so good. Yeah, I'll be talking to people about that. All right. We have other issues besides hot. By the way, we are giving out free coffee all day today, Saturday, Sunday, and I believe Monday too.
Monday's the last.
Free coffee all day, all night at McDonald's in this area anyways. And,
you'd think before we go that, that they should change the time, the days, or I should say the times of the year when you do vote.
Do I think they
should? Is November 4th really the best day?
Well, I don't know how it was set up, Lee, but I don't know if that's the best day. No, it's the first Tuesday of November. It's always been that way. Now, what day would you?
I understand.
Should it be a weekend, do you think?
Well, a weekend, maybe vote online. I don't know why it has to be. I mean, I would think that the two best months to have voters get out are May and October.
Okay.
November 4th could be a bad day. Weather-wise?
Well, it doesn't usually happen.
Let people vote on the weekends and let people vote on...
Well, guess what? It's not going to change before this November 4th. So,
no.
Right, we have to deal with it as it is. You know, it's not going to be online. It's you got to get to the voting booth and, do your thing. Come on, guys. And you got to drag along a lot of people. Get them out.
Well, you got about 40 days.
You know? Yeah, 40. Mm-hmm. How do you figure?
Well, there's 3 days.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I'm just trying to do math here.
It's about 37,
but
I think.
You don't like that, okay.
No, it's okay. I like it.
Well,
whatever you want to do, you know. I'd love to see you engaged. I mean, I just love it.
I've already been engaged once. That didn't work out.
Now you're married. How did you get married without getting engaged?
No, we were engaged.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're engaged twice.
I asked my wife to marry me on Martin Luther King birthday's day, his day's birthday.
Really? You know, I got married for the company. And when I got married, I says, you know what? Now, if she'd just leave me alone. It's horrible. You know, the one thing, we had a lot of testosterone in my marriage. Too bad all of it was hers. You know?
Oh, yeah. Your marriage is like...
I married a trophy wife, but I couldn't afford the polish. There you go. All right, now you got three one-liners.
Budding!
Three. This is a special bonus for my peeps out there.
Budding!
How much time do I have?
About 5 seconds.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You know how to make a spider roll?
Oh.
You really don't know how to make a spider roll?
Mm-mm.
You cut off its legs and... watch that sucker roll. You know?
It's time to go.
Time to go. All right. Well, is it time to go or not? I don't know.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend. And this is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM, KTTR.